I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Marissa. Marissa is suspected of having damage to the precentral gyrus. Which of the following should the evaluating therapist assess for? So we have A, ability to sense touch and temperature. B, ability to initiate a motor task. C, ability to identify family members and close friends. And D is the ability to comprehend spoken and written language. All right, so I just got done talking to the people on live right now about how, if you want to be ready for the NPTE, you got to know your neuroanatomy. All right, you got to know the functions of the brain as well, because sometimes you get very straightforward, small questions just like this where you just have to know what is the function of this particular part of the brain. All right, and so let's go ahead and dissect this question piece by piece, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. So we have Marissa is suspected of having damage to the precentral gyrus. That's the end of the sentence right there. Not a lot, but pretty straightforward, right? So this patient suspected of having damage to the precentral gyrus. Now, what the heck is that? Well, you remember the frontal lobe, right? Well, the frontal lobe on the back part of it, almost as it goes into the parietal lobe, you see this thing called the precentral gyrus. You may want to look this up on Google when you have an opportunity. Don't be doing this on the road now or on the treadmill. I don't want you falling. But you can look this up on Google and get an idea of what I'm talking about. It's called the precentral gyrus, part of the frontal lobe. Cool? All right. Well, the frontal lobe is responsible for quite a few things. Higher level executive function, judgment, motor planning, emotion. It does a lot of different things. But this precentral gyrus is known as the primary motor cortex and responsible for initiating voluntary movement. Now, I told the live people, the ones that are listening to me live right now, I told them that they need to pull out a pen and paper and write some of this down because I'm going to be dropping some names, baby. I'm going to be dropping some facts on you. And I want you to make sure you get this information straight. So again, the frontal lobe on the posterior aspect, it has this thing called the precentral gyrus, right? The precentral gyrus is also known as the primary motor cortex. What's its major function on? What does it primarily do? Yeah, execution of voluntary movement. All right, so keep that in mind as we go down the question. Now, the last sentence of the question stem, it says, which of the following should the evaluating therapist assess for? That's it. And then we have our answer choices. Now, really what this question's asking you is, hey, what the heck is the precentral gyrus and what's the function of that? That's really what this is asking you for. So for those of you on the podcast right now, let me go through the answer choices. A says ability to sense touch and temperature. B is the ability to initiate a motor task. C is ability to identify family members and close friends. And D is the ability to comprehend spoken and written language. All right, let's dissect these, still with the understanding of what the precentral gyrus is. So A, it says ability to sense touch and temperature. What part of the brain is responsible for sensation? You may be thinking of the parietal lobe, and if you are, you're spot on, baby. The parietal lobe is the one that receives the signals and the information related to touch and temperature. But there is a part of the parietal lobe called the postcentral gyrus, all right? Postcentral gyrus, and that is known as the primary somatosensory cortex. It receives the information about touch and temperature. So there you go. It's actually the postcentral gyrus that is the ability to sense touch, or helps you to have that ability to sense touch, not the precentral gyrus. So what I'm gonna do is put a big X next to A. Nope, the evaluating physical therapist shouldn't really be assessing for that, at least in this question, because the ability to sense touch and temperature is postcentral gyrus, not precentral gyrus. I'm gonna put an X next to it. I told y'all I was gonna be dropping some names. I hope you got a pen and paper and you're writing this down, baby. All right, let's look at B. B says ability to initiate a motor task. When I think about that, I'm thinking about, okay, where in the brain is that responsibility, ability to initiate a motor task? Well, you remember how we're talking about the frontal lobe, right? How it had a lot of functions. And I talked to you about the precentral gyrus and how that was the primary motor cortex. Do you remember what the function of it was? And remember, it was there to initiate voluntary motion or execute voluntary motion. So I like B as the answer. The physical therapist in this situation should be assessing for the ability to initiate a motor task. I like B. I'm gonna put a check mark next to it. Doesn't mean it's the right answer. Let's look at C. C says ability to identify family members and close friends. Should a physical therapist assess for this? I don't know about that. Let me give you a little pop quiz. Do you know the medical term that means the inability to identify family members and close friends? Like, what is that medical term when a person is unable to identify family members and close friends? Yeah, it's called prosopagnosia. And if you need to go to Google and click the pronunciation button like I did 500 times, go ahead and do that, baby, because I had problems forever learning how to pronounce that, let alone try to spell it. Anyway, prosopagnosia is what it's called when a person is unable to identify family members and close friends. Now, I would expect that if a patient had prosopagnosia, that they would be having damage potentially to what is known as the right fusiform gyrus, or the lateral temporal or occipital temporal or temporal occipital gyrus. Bottom line, what am I saying here? Because I know I'm giving you a lot of information. What I'm saying to you is that this problem would be more so between the temporal and the occipital lobe on the right side. It wouldn't be the precentral gyrus. I'm gonna put an X next to C. Let's look at D. D says ability to comprehend spoken and written language. Let's talk about that. Where is the center of the brain where a person is able to comprehend spoken and written language? Where does that take place? For some of y'all, you're thinking left side of the brain, and you'd be right. There's a specific area I'm looking for, and it's called Wernicke's area. All right, Wernicke's area is where we do that comprehension of spoken and written language. Should we assess for this if a patient has damage to the precentral gyrus? I would say no, it doesn't fit with the clinical picture. There's no major reason why I wanted to assess for this. So I'm gonna put an X next to D, leaving us with our final answer of B as in boy, ability to initiate a motor task. Now, let me recap on this question to make sure that we're all on the same page. Marissa had a suspected damage to the precentral gyrus. We said that that was part of the frontal lobe. We said the precentral gyrus was the primary motor cortex responsible for initiating voluntary movement. Now, the question says, which of the following should the evaluating therapist assess for? So if we suspect there is damage to the precentral gyrus, which of the following should we assess for? Assess for sense of touch and temperature? No, the patient isn't suspected of having damage to the postcentral gyrus. So A would be out. B, ability to initiate a motor task. Bingo. Why? Because our patient is suspected of having damage to the area of the brain that controls initiation of movement. B, as in boy, is our best answer. As we look at C and D, ability to identify family members, that has nothing to do with the precentral gyrus. So we're going to put an X next to it. What was that medical term that is the inability to identify family members and close friends? Also known as face blindness? Prosopagnosia. You're probably trying to say it in the car. You might be messing it up. I don't know. But anyway, just so you know, C is out. D says ability to comprehend spoken and written language. That is not the precentral gyrus. That takes place on the left side of the brain. This ability to comprehend spoken and written language. All right, it's called Wernicke's area. That has nothing to do with what I'm seeing in the question. I'm putting an X next to D, leaving us with our final answer of B as in boy, ability to initiate a motor task. Congratulations to those of you who got this question correct. Hopefully the recap allowed you to just solidify this information even further. You know, when you're getting prepared for the MPTE, especially some of you who are getting closer and closer to these holidays, right? You have Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, or Christmas, and New Year's, all these different holidays that are coming up, whether you celebrate them or not. You may be around family. You may be in a situation where, you know, you don't know what things you need to study. You kind of get lost because there's so much to study, but at the same time, you're with family members. Well, one of the things that I can direct your attention towards is this very basic part of the NPTE, where they'll ask you about neural function. Just parts of the brain and their functions. And this type of question, if and when it comes up on your MPTE, all it's really asking about is, do you know what structure this is, the precentral gyrus? Do you know its function, what it does? And select the answer that is associated with the function. It's really asking you, what does this part of the brain do? I can easily switch out precentral gyrus and put postcentral in there. I can easily switch out precentral gyrus and put cerebellum in there and ask you a very similar question. All right, so at the end of the day, it's really understanding what are these neural structures, what are their functions, and that alone can give you a nice toolbox of ammunition to really use on the MPTE coming up in 2021. All right, so if you're getting stuck, I know the holidays are coming up and your brain's going everywhere. You're trying to be with the family. You're trying to study at the same time. You might find yourself getting lost. Well, hopefully you'll hear my voice to say, hey, if you don't do anything else, if you're so lost right now, how about you just look at some nerve functions, some neural structures and their functions? All right, so at least we're taking a giant leap towards getting a better score on your MPTE. But I never want to leave you with that. I'm not sure if you're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you're at right now. But if you haven't gotten my nice pack of cheat sheets yet, I have 10 free ones in a pack. They're musculoskeletal. If you click the link in your show notes, you can find it right in there. Click the link in there and you can get it. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.